Next slide, God wants to make me wise, not foolish. So these six areas of my life point toward him. Number one, God wants me to fear him. That's basically what Proverbs 9:10 says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's the first step of salvation. It leads to us trusting him. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Number three, God wants me thinking of him. That's what Proverbs 3:6 says. Basically, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. What that means is, look up from your slides for a second. You know what that means? Treat God like your phone. What does that mean? Do you know where your phone is right now? As soon as you get it, you look and see if it's got service. You're constantly monitoring whether or not it has enough power so that it'll keep working. I mean, most people sleep with their phones. I mean, it's just become something they can't get along without. You know what God said in his word? I want you to be thinking about me as much as you think about whatever's important to you, like your phone. Back to the slides. God wants me choosing his way. That's basically Proverbs 8:10. Receive my instruction. Wow. God wants me submitting to him. That's Proverbs 1, 2, and 3. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom. That's what God wants. Number six, God wants me confessing my sins. I just went through that verse with you. Whoever confesses and forsakes, God wants me confessing. And what's the conclusion? God wants me to know the benefits of his wisdom, which, by the way, are also the benefits of salvation. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, and let me read to you, starting in verse 13. This is salvation. Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those. It's the same word. It's Psalm 1. Oh, the blessedness of those who know the Lord. Verse 14, for her proceeds are better than silver, and her gain than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies. God wants me to know the benefits of knowing him. Look at verse 18. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. So basically, look at the next slide. The book of Proverbs confronts us with God's way and man's way. God's way, he offers wisdom. When we know him, we're saved and we start walking down the narrow way. We receive the mind of Christ. We're spiritually alive, sensitive, worship God, flee sin, we're being saved, and the path gets brighter every day. Wow. Look up from your slides for a second, and let me read to you Proverbs 4, starting in verse 18. Now, this should be marked and highlighted in your Bible, okay? The path of the just, those who are justified, they've been saved. Christ has forgiven their sins. I am justified in God's sight because Jesus Christ took my place on the cross. The pathway of the just is like the shining or rising sun. Tomorrow morning, get up and look for the sunrise. I was sitting, I got up at 4:45 this morning. I was sitting in my office working, and I looked out the window, and I could just see the darkness receding and a little thin red line. And then the sun rose in all of its brightness. Look what it says. The pathway of those of us that know Christ is like the shining sun. It shines ever brighter to the perfect day. Every day of our life, we're getting closer and closer to the perfect day when we see Jesus, when he comes for us in the air, or he calls us through the valley of the shadow of death. And the instant we see him, we become like him. That's the perfect day. That's salvation. That's wisdom in the narrow way in the mind of Christ. We're spiritually alive. We're sensitive. We worship God. We flee sin. We're being sanctified, and our path gets brighter every day. Here's the other side. And look back at your slide. Man's way. This is the way of foolishness, the lost, the broad way, empty mind, spiritually dead, callous, unfeeling, worshiping self, mocking sin, perishing more every day. Let me read to you verse 19. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't know what makes them stumble. God, in this next slide, has given a guide to wisdom in Proverbs. God's way of salvation is moving into us as the wisdom from above in Christ. How does that happen? We call on Him. Man's way is hating knowledge. It's damnation. It's living in foolishness. Proverbs is all about God wanting us to live His way. Class 1 is all about how to be sure you're saved. The way to be sure you're saved is, do you have the wisdom that's from above? Do you know, and look up from your slides, do you know today that you have cried out to Jesus Christ and said, I'm helpless, I'm hopeless, I'm a sinner, I can't save myself. Jesus, you died on the cross to take my place. Like the lady on the subway, reach out to Him. Did you know she didn't go to church? She just read her Bible. And her life so changed over 6 months that all of her neighbors said, what's happened to you? Do you know what happened to her? The moment she called in the name of the Lord, said, Jesus, save me now. I believe that you died in my place. He moved in. His wisdom began to change her from the inside out. And she's walking in the light. That's what the book of Proverbs is about. That's what I invite you to study these 10 sessions with me. Get started before we get to the next class, reading prayerfully the book of Proverbs. Get started. Find some means to memorize. And I'll talk about how to memorize. In fact, I have a whole video on that that you can see in the playlist. And then start those devotionals. As you read, find verses that jump out at you or topics you want to study and look them up and write down what you're finding and then make a prayer. That's the hardest part. And say, Lord, I want, like my prayer from verse 18 of chapter 4 would be, I want to see you more clearly and look forward more each day to the perfect day. Help me to long for your coming. Thanks for joining us. Proverbs, living life, God's way.